जाया टपुता जा टपुता जा रब पदा चिला पप पदा जया कौरानिताय जया कौरानिताय कौरानिताय जया कौरानिताय 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 जया राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमस्कृत्या
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्ट प्रजेषु अपुत्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी
We are reading this morning from the first canto, chapter 15, text number 28. Suta uvacha
evang
cintayato yeshano
Krishna pada
saroruham
sohardena
tigatena shantasit
vimalamati
suta uvacha
evam cintayato
yeshno
Krishna para
saroruham
sohadena
tigadena
shanta sit
vimalamati
suta uvacha
evam cintayato
yeshano
krishna pada saroruham
sohadena
tigadena
shanta sit
vimalamati
Suta
uvacha
evam cintayato
yeshano
Krishna para saroruham.
Krishna para saroruham.
Sohadinati gadena.
Sohadinati gadena.
Shanta sit vimala mati.
Shanta sit vimala mati.
Yes, please.
Evam chintayato jishno.
Evam chintayato jishno.
Krishna pada saroruha.
Krishna pada saroruha.
Sauharena tigadhena.
Sauharena tigadhena.
Santa
Siddhi Malamati Sutta Uvacha Evam Chintayato Jishno
Krishna Pada Saroruham
Krishna Pada Saroruham Sauharena Tighadena
please.
Sutta
Goswami said,
evam,
thus, chintayata, while thinking of the instructions, yishnoho, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Krishna pada,
the feet of Krishna,
saroruham,
resembling lotuses,
sohadena,
by deep friendship,
otigadena,
in great intimacy.
Shanta,
pacified,
asit,
it so became,
vimala,
without any tinge of material contamination,
matihi,
mind. May I make one suggestion before we start? I think it is good, Nityananda, if we just open the window just briefly, and maybe our Matajis can also, only for 5 minutes, and then I know it's very unpleasant when we sit next to the window, but just for 5 minutes and then you can close. Yes? Good. Mm-hmm. So, this is a very nice verse which gives us some very good instructions how to really get out of inner grief, inner passiveness, and even Maya. It describes how Arjuna, after the disappearance of Krishna, was in the most difficult situation. He didn't know how to lead his life. I know from my parents, who are now very old, and who prepare for death, that they say when one of them leaves, either my mother leaves before my father or my father leaves before the mother, when one of them leaves, the other will not know how to live because they have become very close over a lifetime and bringing up children. So imagine how close Arjuna was to Krishna. And when Krishna, the most lovable personality, his best friend, the one by whose mercy they had overcome the exile in the forest, the one by whose guidance they had, he was delivered from the desperation at the beginning of the war of Kurukshetra. Remember what Arjuna must have felt when Krishna had guided him over the battlefield while becoming his chariot driver. Just imagine how he must have felt when that Krishna left him. It was excruciatingly painful. It was intolerable painful. So what did he do during this time of desperation? It's something which we should all do when we experience the pangs of material existence, either back pain or misunderstanding pain or relationship pain or stomach pain or orientation pain, listen carefully. Sutta Goswami said, thus, being deeply absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, which were imparted in the great intimacy of friendship, and in thinking of his lotus feet, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination. The verse answers what Arjuna did. He began to remember what Krishna had told him when he spoke to him the Bhagavad Gita. And as he remembered the instructions of the Gita, his mind, which had been totally upset, his mind became pacified and free from all material contamination. Purport. Since the Lord is absolute, deep meditation upon him is as good as yogic trance. The Lord is non-different from his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes, his entourage, and specific actions. Arjuna began to think of the Lord's instruction to him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only those instructions began to eliminate the tinges of material contamination in the mind of Arjuna. The Lord is like the sun. The sun's appearance means immediate dissipation of darkness or ignorance, and the Lord's appearance within the mind of the devotee can at once drive away the miserable material effects. This is a key sentence. Can I repeat it again for you? The Lord is like the sun. The sun's appearance means immediate dissipation of darkness or ignorance. And the Lord's appearance within the mind of the devotee can at once drive away the miserable material effect. Lord Chaitanya has therefore recommended constant chanting of the name of the Lord for protection from all contamination of the material world. The feeling of separation from the Lord is undoubtedly painful to the devotee, but because it is in connection with the Lord, it has a specific transcendental effect which pacifies the heart. Feelings of separation are also sources of transcendental bliss, and they are never comparable to contaminated material feelings of separation. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajare Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, my dear devotees, this is a very nice verse and purport to conclude a festival like our Radhadish Melos. Not Kirtan Melos or whatever. Radhadish Melos. It is important because we will again leave this wonderful holy place in Europe. We will leave this community of devotees, and we will go maybe to work or to our university studies or to wherever we have come from. And it will not be like in the Kirtan Hall. There will not be so much vibration of the holy name 24 hours a day. Well, not exactly, but most of the day. But yes, there will be material, the material atmosphere around us. And the question which we will ask ourselves is, how will I maintain the state of consciousness, the purification of the heart, which I have obtained during this visit to this Radhadish Melos? Here, as an answer to this question is given, because the Lord is present in His holy names, but also present in His instructions. Therefore, a sandwich program is very important. In a sandwich, you find bread on the upper part and on the lower part, and in between something for nourishing us. So a sandwich program is a spiritual program which is nourishing us. It's composed of chanting the holy name and reading the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna's instruction. That is Shravanam Kirtanam, the simple process through which bhakti arises in the heart. Every day we should chant the names for protection from all contamination of the material world. And every day we should read in the Bhagavatam. And if we have this sandwich, so to say, our day, which is in between these two activities, is nourishing. It is helping us to progress in Krishna consciousness. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. It's so fortunate, isn't it? You're there in the morning, the curtain opens and you see God. This is very wonderful. Wonderful program. In the next verse, we will find what is the absolute result of having this sandwich every day, this program composed of hearing about Krishna and chanting his holy names. It is a very nice verse which tells us something which I want to speak about.
Vasudevam Riyanudhyana Pariprimhitaram Hasa Bhaktya Nirmatita Shena Kashaya Dishanojuna.
Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. How is he remembering the lotus feet of Krishna? He thinks of the instructions Krishna has given him. So Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion. And as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. So this program of hearing about Krishna, chanting his name, will lead to remembrance of Krishna, and that in turn will increase devotion, and it will result in removing the trash in his thoughts. Whenever I read this verse, I have an image of where of a big, how do you call this, truck, a trash truck. How is it called? A trash truck? Or is it garbage truck? Garbage monster? They throw the trash inside and it gobbles it up like a demon, So I'm thinking this program is like a garbage truck. No, I don't want to say it like this. But when we hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, all the trash from the mind is removed efficiently. Out of the mind. Prabhupada gives us a beautiful purport. Can I read it to you?
Yes.
Good. I would have done it anyways. Material desires in the mind are the trash of material contamination. Material desires are the trash of material contamination. By such contamination, the living being is faced with so many compatible and incompatible things that discourage the very existence of spiritual identity. Birth after birth, the conditioned soul is entrapped with so many pleasing and displeasing elements, which are all false and temporary. They accumulate due to our reactions to material desires. But when we get in touch with the transcendental Lord in his variegated energies by devotional service, the naked forms of all material desires become manifest, and the intelligence of the living being is pacified and in its true color. I read this not correctly. Let me read it to you again. This contamination in the heart, or Prabhupada calls it trash here, this accumulates due to our reactions to material desires. But when we get in touch with the transcendental Lord in his variegated energies by devotional service, the naked forms of all material desires become manifest, and the intelligence of the living being is pacified in its true color. As soon as Arjuna turned his attention towards the instructions of the Lord, as they are inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita, his true color of eternal association with the Lord became manifest, and thus he felt free from all material contaminations. It's a beautiful verse and purpose, these two. You might like to read them in your private reading time. So this brings a very, very important point, something which might surprise you at the beginning. When you come in contact with Krishna, when you come in contact with his holy name, when you hear the Bhagavatam, something unexpected might happen. That is, your material contamination first show up. Should I repeat this? You may be in the kirtan, Madhava kirtan, deeply absorbed. All of a sudden, your eyes go whoop, and your imagination goes whoop whoop, and all of a sudden you find yourself with inappropriate thoughts, material his study is much better than mine. This is a harmless thought. More difficult thoughts can come. Thoughts of enjoying material life. Thoughts of the opposite sex. Thoughts of movies which you have seen in your childhood. Scenes of violence. Scenes of passion for material activities. All this can turn up. Prabhupada says that these impressions in the heart accumulate due to our reactions to material desires. You know, you had material desires, and in your life you have reacted to them, you have indulged in these desires. But when we get in touch with the transcendental Lord in his variegated energies by devotional service, the naked forms of all material desires become manifest. You see all of a sudden the naked forms of Maya. It's as if in your computer you get on the wrong program, so to say, and all of a sudden the internet is activated and plays onto your screen things which you consider trash, disturbing images. So this jumps up. The naked forms of material desires come. And you see them for what they are, dangerous, entangling, not good in devotional service. Every good German boy from the good family has to read in his childhood the legions of the Greek. Die griechischen Helden sagen. How do we say this in English? The Greek mythology. Fight of Troya. Oh. And there is one hero called Ulysses. Ulysses is very intelligent. He always knows a way out of all dangerous situations. And on his way back to his place where he is the king, Ithaca, it's an island, he wants to see that island where so many ships in the past have become shipwrecked. This island, it is said in the Greek mythology, is inhabited by beautiful Greek nymphs. Do you know what is a nymph? It's like an apsara. It's beautiful ladies who know the art of singing. But it's much more beautiful than this. It is so mind enchanting that anyone who hears the singing of the sirenen is the word, the sirens or the nymphs, is losing his mind. The sailors who have gone past the island and saw these beautiful beings and heard their singing immediately threw down everything. Their ships came in chaos, and the ships became shipwrecked on the cliffs before the island. So Ulysses wants to hear and he wants to see. So what he does is he tells his sailors that you bind me at the mast. You know what is a mast? Ship mast. You bind me and you have to put vox in your ears and blindfold yourself. Just go west, 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 west. And whatever I say to you, don't listen to me until we are 100 kilometers away from the island. Whatever happens, keep the course, and so on. So the sailor said, but we also want to see and hear. No. And only for me. I tell you later. So they bind their king on the mast. I made a mistake, actually. They can't blindfold themselves. They need to sail and to, you know, work the sails, the rudders. They only put vox in their ears. Ulysses, no vox. Though they passed this island, and the singing starts. And Ulysses looks and he sees the most paradisical island. There are women well-dressed, cultured, walking around the trees and singing. Then a wind comes and it takes one of the cloth of one of these ladies away from her body. And Ulysses sees the beauty of this being. It loses his mind, and then the singing continues, and he says, "I want to go, I want to go." And he screams at his sailors, "Bring me there, bring me there, just bring me there." But the sailors ignore him, and they have the wax on their ear. They don't hear what he says. And they pass the island. Ulysses is sweating. He's trying to pull himself from the mast. He's trying to jump in the ocean and swim over there. And he tries to tell his sailors, bring me there, but they don't. They just row and they don't hear anything. They have vox in their ears. So after 100 kilometers, Ulysses is half dead. And they bind him from the mast. And the sailors take the vox out of their ears. And they said, and Ulysses said, "What did you see?" "I saw a paradise with the most beautiful women." Oh, said the sailors, "We just saw a naked island. There were some skeletons on it of dead sailors. It was a rocky island with a desert on it. That's what we saw. We when we looked to you, you were a little bit nervous, but we saw this." "Ah," says Ulysses, "my dear devotees, Maya is like this. Lulululu. It sounds very beautiful. It gives a lot of promise, a lot of hope for material enjoyment. But the naked form, the undressed form, the true form of Maya is it entangles the eternal soul and it keeps it away from Krishna. So as you engage in devotional service, my dear devotees, you will see the naked forms of all material desires. You will see, as you are engaged in the chanting of the holy name, 'Oh, my desire for position and recognition is killing me. Oh, my desire for material enjoyment is not good for me. Oh, my whatever material distraction I keep on going is then putting wrong impressions into my mind. And in this way, I'm struggling in my spiritual life. This is the idea. You must put some vox in your ears, best in your eyes also. Don't become a victim to the nymph, or it's called a siren, of Maya. It's only an illusion that this is beautiful. Behind the illusion is the naked reality of a material existence and material life. So what should you do to become really free from these material influences which are work very heavily on us? Do you first of all acknowledge that this is an important subject matter? Yes. Is this you can relate to what you are hearing? Yes. You can. The Indian people look at me. Better I don't say anything. Otherwise I reveal what's in my heart. Europeans, when you say, can you understand? They know. Yes. Hare Krishna. I am learning many things. yes. First of all, my dear devotees, you must, when these things turn up, you must be realistic and you must be able to face the reality that there are still material desires which are dressed up as if it is something beautiful, as if it is something wonderful. And you must work so that you will develop a higher taste in your spiritual life, a taste which is so overwhelmingly beautiful that you don't want to go back to material life. Like when you were in the kirtans, I think there were some kirtans, I thought these kirtans are out of this world, no? Out of this world. They were so very beautiful, and we developed a higher taste as we were chanting. And there is one recommendation which is given in the Bhagavatam 3.2.6, where we get an idea how we can work on developing this higher taste. There we hear of the great devotee Uddhava, who was talking about, was asked to talk about Krishna. And before he started to talk, he remembered Krishna very nicely. And as he remembered Krishna, he was together with Krishna in his memory. When Uddhava, Prabhupada writes, was fully absorbed in the transcendental ecstasy of love of God, he actually forgot all about the external world. This is what happens when you develop this transcendental taste of hearing about Krishna in the Bhagavatam. You remember Krishna. And by this constant remembrance of transcendental subject matters, you forget the world. You become really like a lotus who is in the muddy pond, but who is growing outside of the pond, develops a beautiful flower, and which smells very nice. So this is the first program. When you, in developing your higher taste, you must hear regularly in the Bhagavatam. There's a verse which I want to show you. It's the second in the second canto. In this verse, we hear a beautiful instruction. It's 2.2.37. It's this verse is quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami at the conclusion of the entire work, the Bhagavatam, and describes the result of daily hearing Bhagavatam. It said in, the devatas drink nectar every day, and by drinking nectar they become immortal. You must have heard. What is the nectar called? Somaras, yes. So Jiva Goswami says this beautiful verse. Bibantiye Bhagavat Atmana. Bibantiye Bhagavata Atmana. Bibantiye Bhagavata Atmana Satam Katam Rita Shravana Puteshu Sambritam Punantite Vishaya Vidushidasham Prajanti Tacharana Sadurhantikam. Those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, no? Those who drink Krishna Katha, they purify the polluted aim of life, known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't miss this chance. Don't miss this sumaras, which will make you immune from material activity. Daily read about Krishna, his pastimes, his qualities. And this will purify you. It will give you the higher taste. It will purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment. And then you can go back to the to the Lord. All your sufferings are there only because of the impurities in the heart. And if you want to become free from those sufferings, you must avail yourself of this very, very important program of hearing about Krishna. And if you want to read this verse, it's a beautiful purport, 3:2:6, Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, verse number 6. Wrong. This was 2:2:37. I made a mistake. There's another verse which says that the sound vibration, 2:8:5, cleanses our hearts regularly by taking this dirt out. It is another very beautiful verse. It says, the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, in other words, the Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee. It sits there on the lotus flower of his loving relationship and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. This example is taken from Bengal. There are many pukurs or lakes, and in the morning people go there, they do their morning toilet there, and they wash themselves in the lakes. There are usually ducks living there and fishes. But over the year, as the dry season comes, these ponds become very smelly. Oh, whole village is in there washing itself. And at all the places where the body develops, waste, human waste, and around the corners of the lake, you have to walk very carefully to not step into some human pile. Very dirty places, places which are infected with diseases, very dirty. So this is what happens with our mind while we are in the material life. We develop so many dirty impressions. But then when the autumnal rains come, all the ponds are cleared, they are washed out, the dams break and the dirty water flows away and everything is fresh and clean. So this happens when you read daily in the scriptures. My dear devotees, these two things, chanting the holy name and reading regularly in the scriptures, will help you to cleanse your heart from all material contamination. You might even do what many devotees do nowadays. They do what is called aided reading, reading with help. They come to an online course. We have online courses here in Radhadesh where they can study with the help of some guidance the scriptures. So this is necessary. As you work on your spiritual life, don't be surprised when these naked forms of material illusion show their attractiveness. But tie yourself to the Bhagavatam and the holy name, and you will see what it is. You will not become so attracted. And what will happen is, you will come to a crossroad. You will say, okay, do I want Krishna or do I want Maya? It's a very important question. Do I want Krishna, Manishvara Hara Hari, or do I want Maya? It is an important question. And reading in the scriptures, and especially being together with devotees and chanting with them, will give you the, strength of heart to say, I want Krishna. I do not wish to see these material things any longer. I have seen them in their true color. I have seen them in their naked forms. No? Their naked forms, not dressed beautifully. I have seen them for what they are. And then you feel, oh, relieved. The miseries are gone from your heart. You are clean in your heart. Now you want only Krishna. I wish you all the best in your spiritual life. I request you, please come back for the next Radhadesh Mellows, but it would be nice to see you much, much, much before that time, somewhere throughout this coming year. I wish that the echo of the Radhadesh Mellows will resonate in your heart for many days and weeks and months to come, so that you will be strong and you will be able to say, I want you, Krishna. I do not want this illusory Maya any longer. I have seen what it really is. Like Ulysses. No, Ulysses saw the illusion like the sailors. I saw what it really is. It's a desert with skeletons. Hare Krishna. Finished! Krishna, what do you think about these things? Important to think about it, isn't it? I'm looking at the wristwatch, and I know many of you have to travel today, and I don't want to hold you back any longer. I wish you a nice journey. Travel safely, and see you again and again. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Srila Satchananda Maharaj ki jai.